Exclusive, Arizona Republican Kari Lake, "Our campaign has morphed into a movement." By Nick Gilbertson on November 5, 2022. Arizona Republican Kari Lake stated that her gubernatorial campaign has morphed into a movement during her appearance on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Saturday with host Matthew Boyle. Lake, a former Fox 10 Phoenix anchor who is running against the Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs for governorship, spoke with Boyle on a number of topics, including her message in the final days of her campaign, why she left the news industry, and what sweeping Republican victories Tuesday would mean for the Grand Canyon state. "Oh, my gosh, I mean, everything is at stake. Everything is on the ballot," said Lake after Boyle asked for her closing message. "This is the most consequential election of our time. And that's not hyperbole. We have a real choice. We're at a crossroads in Arizona. We either vote to restore our freedom, save our precious state, secure our border, stop the fentanyl from pouring across and save our children, or we go down the route that California has gone and elect the most leftist Democrat to ever run in state history, who is not very smart and actually looks to California as if that's a utopia, and she will try to turn this state into California. We will have no border, our elections will be run in a corrupt way from here on out. So that's what's on the ballot right now," she continued. "It is truly saving Arizona or letting it go. And I think that's why the whole country is watching Arizona. They know that we need a strong border governor in Arizona to maintain the sovereignty of our country and our state and really protect these other states from what's happening at the border, because it's all coming in through Arizona." As a former news anchor of nearly three decades, Lake has great skill when dealing with adversarial media, and the off-the-cuff, head-on manner in which she challenges reporters at press conferences is reminiscent of former President Donald Trump. When taking questions at these press conferences, Lake always asked reporters to state their names and news outlets. Boyle asked her why she does this. "They're starting to look at me like, you don't know my name already? And I do know their name, but I know that the world is watching," Lake explained. "We put these out on the internet, and everyone's watching. And I want them to be held accountable for their reporting. So I want the people, the world who are watching, to know. This is Joe Smith from this outlet, and this is my question." And then, when they ask a loaded question full of narrative, full of an agenda, the world will know who they are. It gives them some accountability. "That's why I asked that question," and then, if they ask the stupid, embarrassing question, then they gotta live with that. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Kari Lake, November 5, 2022. Lake also recounted that she exited the world of news because of the media's handling of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. "Well, for me, it really was COVID. COVID was the start of it, a big wake-up. I saw the corporate media pushing just one narrative with COVID. I mean, and I was doing my research, and I've got children. I want to make sure we were safe and healthy," Lake said. "And I'm finding out that there were doctors who were saying, wait a minute, Anthony Fauci is not right about this. We should be looking at this way of treating people. We shouldn't be quarantining healthy people, we shouldn't be wearing masks." And whenever you try to put their point of view out, and these were credible people, the mainstream media just shut everyone down. And I took a look back and went, "Wow, what's going on with my profession? Aren't we supposed to dig to get to the truth? Aren't we supposed to put more than one perspective out there and let people decide?" But there was an absolute shutdown of all information that didn't go with what the government was saying, and that was scary. "So I stepped away from it and walked away from my career. 27 years covering this state," she went on to say. "I walked away from an enormous paycheck, because I was not willing to take part in that kind of propaganda and that kind of lying." After she left her post as Fox 10 Phoenix anchor, Lake says she began hearing from Arizonans who urged her to run for office. "At first, I said, no, I don't want to get into politics. It's more corrupt than media," Lake recalled. "And then I realized, you know, our founding fathers envisioned us regular people stepping forward. If we don't do it, that's why we end up getting all these corrupt people doing it. And we've had just a movement, this isn't even a campaign anymore. It's a complete movement here in Arizona. We're going to dig for the truth. We're going to find out who was behind all of that COVID nonsense, who pushed all the bad policies on us and did destroy people's businesses, shut down our churches and schools. We're gonna get to the bottom of our elections and fix them so that everyone feels knows they're honest.